What's going on, everybody? Chris Sky here, and I just want to talk about the family unit because people underestimate how important a stable family is and how much they've actually been destroying the single family unit. And I'm not just talking about the LGBT movement, we're talking about single parent households primarily. And it is absolutely staggering the numbers when you look at the statistics. If you go back to the 60s, and even late 60s, less than 3% of all children born in Canada and the United States were born out of wedlock. So they had two parents and the parents were married. 97% of children. What is that number today? In the United States, 40%, almost half of all children are not only born out of wedlock, they're born to single mothers. 40%. That means 4 out of 10 girls you went to school with, high school with, by the time they were 20, 25, they already had a baby, and it's usually a baby from a different race and no father in the picture. 90% of all welfare recipients in the United States are single mothers. Let that sink in. 90%. So, is this by accident or is this by design? Obviously, it's by design. We've destroyed the idea of a loving mother and a working father. We've destroyed the idea of what marriage is, and we destroyed the idea of manhood altogether, that masculinity is toxic. And so men have no more need to feel the protective provider instinct that they did just a few decades ago. And if you look at just births out of wedlock, over 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. Almost 60% of Hispanic children are born out of wedlock, and it's now up to like 50% of white children born out of wedlock. So that's whether they have a single parent or both parents, but they're not married. Marriage has become old-fashioned, we'll say, to the majority of people. And that's because they decentivize marriage for men, because 9 out of 10 times when you get a divorce, the man loses everything, the wife takes everything. So it makes guys not want to get married. And because women want to be equal and want to act more like men these days, and men have been feminized, so we have women acting more like men and men acting more like women traditionally from decades ago, we have all these single mothers trying to play both roles, and we have all these absentee so-called fathers that just do their own thing. So let's say that again. 40% of all children born today are born to single mothers, and 90% of all welfare recipients are single mothers. So, how important is the family unit to a stable and prosperous country? It's the most important thing, period. That's what's causing the economic crisis. That's what's causing the cost of living crisis. That's what's causing all the crises that we have. It's been the destruction of the family unit.